This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for December 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. Tuesday could be a historic day. The first SpaceX Falcon 9 demonstration launch for NASA's Commercial Orbital Transportation Services program is scheduled for liftoff Tuesday from Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral. Preparations are underway for the first landing of the mysterious X-37B, the U.S. Air Force's unmanned spaceplane. That landing at Vandenberg could happen today. NTSB will wrap up its investigation into a Forest Service helicopter accident with a public meeting on Tuesday at its Washington, D.C. headquarters and online. The FAA says Mexico's Civil Aviation Authority qualifies for an upgrade to Category 1, meaning it's now back in compliance with international safety standards set by the ICAO. Embry-Riddle is asking the courts to vacate an award to a whistleblower, saying some jurors were not qualified, that they discussed the case outside the courtroom, and that the portion of the award for emotional distress was too high. Two aviation companies which transport workers to and from offshore oil rigs say a new Louisiana law requiring personal ELTs for passengers is intrusive and attempts to supersede the FAA. Sikorsky Innovations is invested in Adaptive Flight, a Georgia company involved in avionics for small and medium-sized unmanned aerial vehicles. A new training series specifically developed for instrument pilots has been introduced by pilotworkshops.com. And the TSA hassled a mother in Phoenix as she tried to take bottled breast milk through an airport checkpoint. Stacy Amato ended up missing her flight. She's also an attorney. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Darren Tillman of Powerflow Systems tells us how his company's tuned exhaust systems can both make more horsepower and reduce fuel burn. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.